Yes, the demonstrators are not giving up. They know that this is their opportunity. If they cannot pressure the military council to either resign or appoint a government, a cabinet that really represents them, i.e. the secular youth forces of Egypt, then by Monday there will be legislative elections, and a majority which will not represent them will form the cabinet and will be an ally to the military council. So they only have those 2-3 days to be able to form a national representation government. And I think that the crisis is open at this point in time.
The appointment of Kamel al-Ghazouri earlier this week doesn't seem to have helped matters either.
At all. The demonstrators, especially the youth secular forces, have symbolically appointed al-Baradei as their de facto prime minister, and they have formed a shadow cabinet in which they have installed representatives from the streets, from the revolution, and they have opened that representation for others. Really, now the scene in Egypt has three players: the military council, which is resisting so that they could continue to be powerful, the Muslim Brotherhood, who are maneuvering between the military and the demonstrators. All what is on their mind, basically, is to hold the legislative elections to be held next week, because they know they are the ones who are prepared for it and they will control the parliament. And then the popular majority, which is represented only by the demonstrators on the ground.
Now with protesters in Cairo, Tahrir Square, in Alexandria and other cities going on, what does that mean? Where does that leave the elections that are due just next week?
Well, logically, if this kind of uprising, popular, nonviolent uprising occurs in any of our liberal democracies, in the United States or France or Sweden, can we hold elections? No, because they would not represent what the people want. So the international community must pressure the military council so that they would form an interim government, interim cabinet, which represents the demonstrators on the ground and the other forces, including forces close to the military and the Muslim Brotherhood, but a government that can oversee forthcoming legislative elections. It is more rational to hold them a few months later where everybody is ready. Otherwise, you're going to have elections where only one party is ready, and we know the results of that.
Talking of the international community, at what point do you think does this standoff between the protesters and the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces attract action from the international community?
Well, look, when the issue was between the demonstrators and Mubarak, we were, you know, very clear as to where we stood. But now that the demonstrators are telling us in all languages that they feel betrayed by the military council and they are concerned about who's going to control the parliament, they are telling us as international community, you should step in and help us as people of Egypt. I think the United States first and its allies around the world, including the Security Council, have to step in and have to put pressure on everybody to form a representative cabinet. That cabinet will have to oversee the elections. Otherwise, we're going to have an authoritarian regime coming from the military on the one hand and from the Muslim Brotherhood through the parliament on the other hand.